Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Christy's Connection to the Soul. I'm your host, Christy Ayala, and today is Wednesday, February 18th, and I am joining you from my home office in Chico, California today, where it's kind of cold, foggy, and really cozy, a perfect day for a radio show. But I really wish that this show had smell-a-listen potential, because this is my favorite time of year here. All of the orchards are in full bloom right now, and the entire city smells like flowers, and it's so fragrant that inside my house, it smells like flowers, and it only lasts for 2 weeks. It's incredibly beautiful, and it's such a magical time of year, and I think that it's really kind of exciting that it's happening while we're doing our show. And while you can't smell the beautiful, fragrant flowers that I'm smelling, you can kind of maybe hook into the energy of new beginnings and the beautiful pink blossoms that are all over town, and just kind of all the signs of spring and hope for new beginnings and new life. And I hope that wherever you are today, if you're listening live or via rebroadcast on another day, that you're taking a little time for yourself. And we want to thank you so much for joining us today and for sharing a part of your day with us. We really appreciate it. Today is the third Wednesday of the month, which means that the lovely Elizabeth Pendleton is here to discuss all things astrology and angels. We're going to be talking about this brand new cycle and how to work with the energy. And for those of you who are new to our show, welcome. I want to tell you a little bit about Elizabeth. She is a well-respected astrologer, lightworker, and musician who supports her clients all over the world every single day in maximizing their own best potential. And as always, it is my great pleasure to welcome her back to the show. Thank you for being here, Elizabeth.
Well, hello, and you are very welcome, and hello to everyone listening, and thank you for hosting, birthday girl.
Oh, my gosh. My pleasure, my pleasure. I always look forward to the show. It's so much fun, and it always jam-packed with great information, and I know that it helps me work through the coming cycle and our listeners, too, so I'm excited. And, gosh, it feels like a lot has happened since we were here last time. It feels like so much longer than just several weeks, and I'm so excited to chat about this Pisces cycle. I think it's going to be a really big cycle, and I'm looking forward to kind of, no pun intended, but diving right in.
Yes. It's a water sign, so that's appropriate.
Well, I know you have tons of great information for us today, as always. And I have a lot of information, too, from the angels to support us. So I was thinking that I would start today, and then I'll hand off to you, and we can see how the angel messages work hand-in-hand with your astrology messages today.
Oh, that sounds really nice. Looking forward to those.
Oh, great. Me too. You know, it's kind of a unique grouping of messages for everyone today. Usually the messages come through from kind of one particular angel, and for the majority of the time it's Archangel Michael who brings in the messages. And I have two groups of messages. One big block is from Archangel Michael, and for those of you who might be new to working with angels, Archangel Michael's name means he who is like God and is a very strong protector angel and helps us to increase confidence and clarity and to move forward with our life purpose. And there's lots of messages from him, but there's also a grouping of messages from Archangel Haniel, and sometimes people refer to this archangel as the kind of goddess archangel. Her name means grace of God. She's very connected to the moon energy, to healing, intuition, and healing and working with feminine energy and feminine healing, whether that's for people as women or the feminine energy that is within all of us. So I think it's interesting because the messages work so beautifully together, but you can definitely feel the different energy coming through the different messages from each archangel. So I'm going to start with Michael's messages. And the big message that he has for us is that big change is coming, and it's time to get preparations lined up and get ready to move forward. And I was literally shown an image of lining up ducks in a row, so that you not only know what you physically have, but you know where they are and you know how to use them so that you're ready to use them. So if you have, you don't want to be in a situation where you're thinking, gosh, you know, do I have this resource? Do I have this opportunity to call this person? Have everything kind of ready to go at your disposal. He also wants everyone to know that there's a great deal of releasing happening in preparation for this forward motion, and that the time to move forward is coming during this cycle. And it's going to feel like time is speeding up, and that there's going to be more things to do and more doors opening that you've been waiting for some of us, for several years. So if you feel like you've been laying a lot of foundational work or just really been investing a lot of time in something, you may really feel that things start to come together. And that there's a deep need to move forward and walk through new doors and to release everything that does not match where you're going. And there's a big message about streamlining and lightening your load so that it doesn't need to be cleared away for you. So what does that mean? That means starting with physical things. You can kind of go through your home or your office space. If there's anything broken or things that aren't working or things that you're meaning to deal with, you need to get them out of your space, your workspace and living space, ASAP. You also need to get rid of anything that's just kind of like holding space that doesn't need to be there. If you have outbuildings like garages or even basements or attics, or if you're a shed kind of person and you have lots of things in there, you need to go in there and really muck out the stuff that you've been meaning to deal with. It's really imperative, the timing right now, to get that stuff where it needs to go. So dedicate a day to do a donation run, recycling. If you need to take things to e-cycle or to the dump, it's very important to do that. You don't want to wait until something has to be taken away from you or a radical life change that makes all of those things shift. You want to be ready for this big kind of shift, and really they keep being shown that we're really being asked to create a vacuum. And so getting rid of everything that's not going forward or that feels heavy or worn out is really an issue that's kind of being underscored as very important right now. You may feel like there's a new chapter beginning, and if you feel some separation from some people or some parts of your life, it's because they are genuinely beginning to fall away. And it's important to acknowledge that it's happening and to go through any grief or healing that feels right for you, but not to try to force it to stay in your life or to try to manipulate or control the situation, but to allow it to organically shift. It's a part of this this huge change that we're going through and this speeding up and forward motion that's actually going to feel almost like leapfrogging into what you've been trying to work on for so much time. So those are Michael's messages, and you can see that they're very focused on getting ready, being prepared, getting rid of the old, just kind of creating this space to be ready to move forward. And Archangel Haniel's messages, her first message is, with great change comes a great call for deep attention turned within and a conscious focus on your own inner knowing and intuition. So I'm going to say that one again. With great change comes a great call for deep self-care, attention turned within, and a conscious focus on your own inner knowing and intuition. You must make time for these things to maintain healthy balance at this time. This is not a time to shelf your needs for the greater good of moving forward, but rather you must make yourself a priority and cut away things and people who are wasting your time. So if there's things or behaviors or lifestyles or even physical people that are wasting time, really, in addition to all of the other kind of streamlining, it's time for them to go too. And this helps with that forward motion that Michael was talking about before as well. And the next message is, with new forward motion comes more extended energies from oneself, which means you must create time for a deep rest so you will have enough energy stores to move forward. And this one is really important. I'm going to read it again. With new forward motion comes more extended energies from oneself, which means you must create time for deep rest so you'll have enough energy stores to move forward. Look inside to know how to balance inner guidance, self-care, and forward motion during this cycle. It is imperative. If you need help, ask, and you shall receive. be blessed and know that you are not alone. So you can really see how both of these sets of messages work beautifully together, like hand in glove, but they focus on different components of support as we move forward into this new cycle. It's a combination, really, of being ready and taking action and getting rid of the things that aren't supposed to be in your space, while also making a conscious effort to rest, restore, renew, and to not say, well, once I'm done, then I can do that, but really to integrate that self-care during this process so that you actually can be ready to and have enough physical, emotional, and spiritual energy to move forward. So those are the messages that I have for us for this coming cycle, Elizabeth.
Wow, those are just so beautiful and totally in alignment with the astrological aspects coming in, you know, and as I was kind of organizing, we're all linked up, you know, all of us listeners, me, you, we're linked into a divine intelligence, and I just think at our work, Christy, you know, we're really blessed with the opportunity to, that's kind of our job, to sit, meditate,
right,
study, and get those messages, but that information is available to everyone if you can just set aside a little time, even making, if you are in an urban environment and you take the subway to work or the bus or you drive in, you know, just putting on new age music for your drive instead of your usual the news or, you know, more jarring, you know, stuff. So you can create sacred space, you know, just about anywhere. And, you know, the Pisces cycle is always, in my opinion, you know, the best time to do it because, you know, when the sun moves into Pisces, this is astrology's final sign. So we have all 12 signs, and this is the 12th one. It completes the whole journey that we started, you know, last March 20th, which is like a lifetime ago, right? I mean, so much has happened, you know, in all of our lives since then. And it's mutable, which is also talking about closure, completion. This is the cycle that completes the winter here in the Northern Hemisphere. And the watery quality is that gentleness that you're talking about where, you know, we feel things intuitively, the self-care. Think of how valuable water is, and we're really starting to wake up on the planet as to water issues and the healing that's needed. But we can't heal a planet if we don't heal ourselves. And
right.
So you know, those messages from Haniel about the self-care, and I studied at a different school of angelology, so to speak, than you did, but both of our teachers get the same essence of Haniel, you know, that there's almost, I was taught like a Venus kind of association with her, and the colors of pink and green. Other people it may show up differently, but it's that very gentle goddessy energy of nurturing, the great mother Gaia. So, you know, those energies right now, I mean, I know Christy and I talk about this often, but the self-care, you know, the regular, whatever that looks like for you, sea salt baths, lavender clearings, or just gentleness, tuning in if some energy seems really harsh, you know, going, yeah, no, I'm not going to do that right now, or I'm not going to engage with that. So we do have a group of planets, just as I was Pisces. I was organized going into your show, Christy, I promise. I did my homework. Pisces, we can wander all over the place and have a great time. But I know some people tune in for like real specific astrology information. So, you know, if they can also, you know, watch my video on YouTube for a little bit more on that. But basically, I put the planets into three camps this cycle. And there are, of course, other things. No one can cover like all asteroids and planets and everything within one cycle. But the basic, my thesis, something's old, something's new, by Elizabeth Pendleton. And then there's a whole lot of shaking going on in the background by Jerry Lee. So we do have a very clear signature astrologically about endings. You know, the sun is going into its final cycle. And finest, right, Christy? We will call. Those were your guides. Yes, it's the finest. Yes, we're Pisces. So we're going into that closure, completion part of it, and right as this cycle begins, Venus finishes out being in Pisces, Mars finishes out being in Pisces, but a month from now, we are going to have a new moon on an eclipse at 29 degrees of Pisces. And we're also during the cycle on the 16th of March having our final Pluto-Uranus square. And we'll talk about those in a second, but this is a series that's been going on since 2012, and for it to finally reach culmination is huge. We'll talk about this in a second, Chrissy, because, you know, I know we have some history with those things. There are clear signatures of clearing out everything that Chrissy was saying, you know, the messages really from Archangel Michael, and he clears. He's got that sword for clearing. And so this is also, and you'll notice, really, it doesn't even have to be any big drama in your life, but it could be whatever, the accountant who's like, yeah, I'll get to you 3 weeks from now. And if that's not okay with you, you are perfectly free to go look for another accountant. You know, it's like, don't let it get to a point of being upset. Just recognize, you know what, that's not working for me anymore. And so I just get to make a different choice. And that leads to our second grouping of planets or categories, which is something new. And as I mentioned, you know, we normally think of Pisces being, oh, we're just going to groove around Neptune for 30 days instead of change. Christy and I always think of the Donovan song, Way Down Below the Ocean. It's an old 60s song, and I love it because when I was little, I could just totally imagine that. Like, what if we just lived under the ocean and it was all groovy, you know, and just played music all day. And what a great life. And normally we get that opportunity, you know, for a more extended time, because usually Mercury is very close to the sun. But this year, because of that long retrograde in Aquarius, Mercury isn't even going to get to Pisces until March 12th. So it's pretty far into this cycle. And what's also going to happen, like I was mentioning, Venus and then Mars are going to jump right into Aries right at the beginning of the cycle.
Wow.
There's the rub. It's like someone lighting firecrackers under the sea with us. What? Where did that come from? We are going to have energies of activation happening. And the interesting balance to me is, like, if you sort of looked at a chart and you see the sun and big old Neptune, you know, anchoring things in Pisces throughout the cycle, and like I said, later, you know, Mercury joining them, you'd equally weighted, I would say, is big old Uranus, which, of course, is a big part of the square, up there with Mars, who's coming home. This is Mars's territory, and Mars is all about action. It is the part that says, you know what, I have had enough of that accountant, and I'm going to take action and get myself someone new. You know what I mean? And it doesn't have to be all that loaded, but it's that time of Piscean contemplation is like done when Mars gets going. And the thing is, because all those guys, that big grouping, are in Aries, where the sun will move in a month from now, I'm kind of looking this, the messages that you have and the messages, you know, that the astrology is telling us, it's like a 2-month cycle of a sea change where, you know, if you've ever stood in, you know, facing the ocean and felt the water, you know, if you were looking out to see the next wave and you feel the water rush by your legs going out, you know, you feel that tide pull out, but you look on the horizon, and right now I think you're seeing the new waves, you're seeing them on there, and you're seeing the little foaming build on some things, and just like you were saying, those new doors opening for people, And so those waves are really going to keep coming in over the next two cycles, because in April we have Jupiter going direct as well, and it's in a fire sign. So when we get Mars and Venus in Aries, they are going to interact with both Jupiter in Leo, the other fixed fire sign, and Saturn in Sagittarius, the mutable fire sign. So we are going to have a lot of fire sign conjunctions and activations that will be happening. And fire, I mean, just think about it. We get fired up, or, you know, ready to go, and all those things. So, you know, just exactly like what you were saying, Christy, you know, there's this balance where we're mm-hmm. walking in almost two seemingly opposite worlds. And our job is to integrate them, and I think that's, you know, really challenging in the you know, the last, you know, big piece of this. And I definitely want to hear your feedback on this, because this is I'm real curious, because when I started writing these dates and I was like, oh, how nice, dreamy Pisces, and then I saw immediately Venus going into Aries and Mars going into Aries, I'm like, uh-oh, uh-oh. You're going to hook up with Uranus, which is totally unpredictable and erratic, and, you know, I'm like, oh, no, you know. And so, you know, and then, of course, that huge seventh Pluto-Uranus square looming and coming on the 16th of March. And that's, you know, the couple of factors that I think will help, you know, kind of calm that down. Again, Mercury going into Pisces like 4 days before, that'll calm our thoughts down a bit, mm-hmm. you know, give us that ability to go inward. And then the day after the 17th, Venus gets into Taurus. So that's good, because that's that rooted, grounded Earth energy. But, yeah, I mean, these squares, we've talked about them a long time. And I, you know, personally, I think the one we all went through last April was the biggest, because there was a grand cardinal cross in the sky. That meant there was a planet, including Mars, in every cardinal sign. So all of them were stressing on each other. Oppositions, squares in astrology are all about the tension and something having to break through. That having been said, you know, this one between Uranus and Pluto is at 15 degrees, which is like midway through. The planets again go from 0 to 29. And so it's going to be our strongest in terms of degree, and we see these tensions. These are also outer planets, so they deal with collective issues, but we're all, you know, part and parcel of that. So we mm-hmm. see, like, for instance, the Greek situation coming to a head, and I would think that the new way that Greek wanted to do things is kind of Uranian, and the European, you know, Northern Company, you know, the EU and the Belgium and everybody going, no, you will stick with austerity, you know. I think there's very Pluto in Capricorn, you know, and so that clearly that one's going to happen on the world stage. And then there are other situations that, let's face it, just have to be dealt with, you know. So you know, we've just got this, you know, things that are coming up, but it doesn't have to be a bad thing. It's just because we recognize and we say, yeah, you know, that needs to be addressed. And I would just say that the Piscean influence with that sun there, with Neptune there, throughout this whole cycle is the ability that all of us innately have to tune in, meditate, do whatever, like when the world's just too much, or take a news diet for a week, or a green diet for a week, whatever you need to do to sort of tune out the normal static if it gets too loud, you know, just do that. It's the, you know, that Piscean energy really helps inform our intuition and our innate sense of what the right path is. And then as those doors start opening, the ones Christy was talking about, you know, we just know which one to move through, which one is a yes, which one's like, yeah, no.
Right, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, and I think I can really feel that, too. It's when I was kind of tuning into this energy for our cycle. And, you know, I always say you and I don't talk before this show. We really don't. I was like, oh, you know, and you know, obviously I have a little bit of a prejudice in my favorite cycle. My birthday is coming up. And so I look forward to this time of year because it does feel very dreamy and just kind of relaxing. And I was like, gosh, you know, like I feel like it's not going to feel like that. I feel, and I could feel like by the second week, it's going to feel totally different. And it's like we don't get that experience. But what I kept being shown is exactly what you're saying. Use those tools or use that influence, that that watery intuitive quality to be as like a tool or support system through the other kind of more, like you said, fiery or activating or initiating energy that we're going to be moving through.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And a happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Oh my gosh, Elizabeth, thank you so much for all that information. As always, you do such a beautiful job researching and having so much information in detail. And I know you have a lot more information on your video newsletter. And I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit more about that before we run out of time today.
Oh, thank you so much. Yes, you guys, you can pop over to elizabethoracle.co. The video's on the homepage. I'm now doing my newsletter via video, and I'm also giving away angel card decks autographed by our friend Radley Valentine. So when you sign up for my newsletter, yeah, you're entered to win these beautiful tools, which are a great way to kind of divine. And if people want a reading from a professional, they can certainly contact me or Christy. And yeah, or a healing. I mean, you do amazing work. So if people are feeling guided and something just intuitively says, you know, they need Reiki or an Atlantean healing, I highly, highly recommend Christy's work. It's life-changing, I can tell you.
Thank you.
And especially going into a big cycle like that, I think both of us would agree. We can't emphasize enough the taking good care of yourself. Look, we'll all meet together a month from now. Everything passes, no matter how intense it feels at the time. But it is really good to get your spiritual bearings through this, and all of that is available to you. Just know that's a channel you can always tune into. But yeah, and you can watch a video as well and sign up for the newsletter and all that good stuff on my site.
Great. Thank you so much. Yeah, please go over and check that out. You will be so happy. You didn't opt into the free newsletter. It's always packed with so much wonderful information and support every single month. And I invite you to opt into my free newsletter. Also, you can find it on my website at KristyMAyala.com. That's KristyMAyala.com. The new edition comes out next week. And I would love to invite you to connect with me on Instagram at the same, my name, KristyMAyala. I'm no longer on Facebook, but I am really loving Instagram. It's super easy. And so I'm having fun over there, and I'd love for you to come over and visit me on my Instagram page. And like Elizabeth said, if you feel guided to have some support this month, whether readings, healing, whatever feels right for you, contact us, and we'd be so happy to be a support system for you during this cycle. We want to thank you all so much for joining us and taking time out of your day to connect with us and the energy of the upcoming cycle. And thank you so much, Elizabeth, for being here. I really, really appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely my pleasure, and thank you to everybody for taking some time to tune in, and I hope this was, you know, you guys are feeling the love and feeling the support from us, because we're really grateful to do what we do.
Absolutely, and as always, we are sending you guys lots of love and many blessings, and look forward to connecting with you next month, and I will be back in the next couple of weeks with the next show. So just keep an eye out, and you can find all that information in the newsletter. Until then, wishing you a wonderful day, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.